It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Saturday morning. Welcome to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Big Saturday here as we make our journey to the well, and one final stop along the way, and that includes Fairfield, where we're heading to here this morning, and the Albia Blue Demons look to send a group of wrestlers to the state wrestling tournament just 1 week away from today. We will be talking about the matchups for the championships, and Albia plans to have wrestlers on those mats, on the historic mats on that Saturday night 1 week from today, as the Blue Demons chase down their hopes of getting back to Wells Fargo Arena. And of course, we're going to be there to bring you all the live coverage. But right now, as we get ready to head over to Fairfield, I've caught up with the head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, head coach Dave Wenger. And coach, we're sitting here in the wrestling room doing this pre-show interview. And you can just smell. You can smell victory in this room. And when you walk in this room and the heat hits you and the smell hits you, and it is the smell of success, and the guys I know, as you said, they're locked and loaded.
Yeah, most people when they come in this room, they kind of go, "Ooh, you know, it does stink in here, and it's hot, and you just sit in here and you sweat, and you know, if you've been around wrestling for a while, it's a great smell, and it's you know, it's a great heat, you know. So it's that time of year, and we're down to the guys that they've extended their seasons, and we had a nice practice this morning, and the guys are ready to go. So, you know, it's a very exciting day. This is in some instances, it's better than the state tournament, because you know, there's so much on the line with both of these matches that are wrestled. So the first one especially, obviously. So the first round of districts is probably more stressful for me than even the finals at the state tournament. So I'm trying to compose myself this morning, and I'm trying to stay calm. And, you know, you just got to tell yourself, you've said it a lot, to step back and enjoy the moment. And I'm consciously telling myself to do that. So I can't wait.
Well, the challenge every year, coach, is that you're it's a tough enough concept to grab when you're an adult, but to the minds of 15, 16, 17, and guys that haven't even got to 18 yet, it's a different thing to put into them. And I guess the thing that you have to bank on is that that over those years that these guys have put in these the wrestling room here, that those are the things that they grab onto, because it's difficult to capture the mind, which we talk about, particularly in these stressful moments. It's the mind that tends to be the thing that keeps us from getting to where we want to go.
Yeah, no question, and that's what we talked about this morning. You know, Nick took them through a good workout, and then I talked to him a little bit about at the beginning of the year, we all watched the Jimmy V speech a few years ago at the ESPY Awards, and you know, he told us to do three things each day, and I really believe that we need to think very deeply, and so we're getting them to think about their day, and we need to laugh every day and have fun, and those are two really incredible things. But the thing that I like a lot about that speech is he said that you should drive your emotions to tears, and I'll do that today. I'll get to do all three of those things, and when you're able to do that, like Jimmy V said, you've lived a pretty good life if you do that, you know, all three of those things every day. So, you know, I drove that home the first day of practice, and I drove that home today, and I think I got that in their minds that, you know, coaches think a little bit more than what the kids think, and you know, we have a plan in place as the year begins, and we stick to that plan, and I followed that up today in practice, so hopefully we can do those three things today. I know I will, so I encourage the kids to do that as well.
Well, there's never a season that that doesn't have its obstacles and its highs and its lows. And in this season, you've had plenty of opportunities to get yourself sharpened, because the opportunities, those obstacles that come in the way have been injury and coach, you guys have had to come through that. And as a team, you had to stay together. And that's, you know, when you look at this team, that's one of the things I'm proudest of, is that all those adversities, you guys hung together and you got a whole group of guys going over today.
Yeah. A lot of variables that were not within our control, and that's another thing that you have to think about as a coach. Can you control it or not? And, you know, you just can't control certain things. Injuries, you can't control. I mean, you can, but you can't, if you know what I mean. And you can get the kids in good shape. But, you know, the injuries are going to hit you, and we've been pretty lucky over the course of the last several years. But, you know, kids that quit, and that's hurt us a little bit as well, and you really can't control that. And we're going to continue to train to be champions, so it's tough, and sometimes you lose kids, and that's okay. You just have to keep moving forward, and, again, you have a plan moving into the season, and you have to stick to that plan, and this is where it all pays off this time of year. So, it's going to be a fun day. They overcame a lot. It was a disappointing year. I mean, I'll use that word. I don't care. And expectations weren't met, but this time of year we'll fix all of that. And when you send 8 kids over to districts, you can't be disappointed about that. So February heals a lot of wounds that take place between November and January.
You've always said it's about February, and here we are. And here we are at a commercial break. We're going to take a quick timeout. We're going to come right back and continue our conversation with Dave Winger before our journey to the well continues through Fairfield, as we'll head over there and get things on the air at 11 o'clock. But stay right here. We'll come right back. Coach Dave Winger with me on the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from, so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
At Community First Credit Union, we have a mortgage for you. From a mortgage to help you buy your first home, to the mortgage that will help you refinance your existing home, we have a variety of loans with competitive rates and terms to meet your needs. Now is the time to buy or refinance. Make CFirst your first choice for a mortgage. Applying is easy. Stop in and visit your local branch today. Or apply online. Terms and qualifications apply. Equal opportunity lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
At harvest time, do you enjoy waiting in line and accepting harvest prices for your grain? No? Then store your grain in your own Brock grain bins and choose the price and delivery timing you want. To buy Brock grain storage, conditioning, handling, and structural systems, contact Marvin Creech at Creech Ag Structures, your Brock dealer in Eldon, Iowa. But don't delay. Now is the best time to buy Brock products. Call Marvin Creech at 777-6562.
Hi, this is Jackie Huber with the White Buffalo Restaurant telling you about our daily lunch buffet. You'll start with our huge salad bar, the freshest homemade salads and salad toppings. There's Caesar salad and two fresh soups also. Our hot food buffet features roasted chicken, made from scratch pizza, potatoes, and more sides. Now, TV tells us that your lunch must be ordered by the number and served in a bag, or it's a pound of fancy bread with a few thin slices of meat. But that's not a real meal. So change your ways and do what's fresh every day with our lunch buffet. It's only $6.95 and it's ready when you are. See you at the Buffalo.
The Coors Bull Riding Classic is back at McElroy Auditorium in Waterloo, Friday, February 20th and Saturday, February 21st, 7 p.m. each night. Over 2 hours of professional bull riding action with top riders matched against the meanest, head-slamming, bone-jamming bulls on the roughest playing field in America. Discount coupons for Friday night available at participating Taco John's restaurants. Plus, dance to Wild Card at the Pavilion each night. Get your advance tickets at the Cattle Congress office or redtrucktickets.com. The Coors Bull Riding Classic, February 20th and 21st in Waterloo. Sponsored by American National Insurance and Days Inn and Suites.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner on this Saturday morning. Brisk wind will push us to the east this afternoon as we get ready to get on this afternoon. Heck, I'm going to be on the road here in just a few minutes. But right now, I'm visiting with the head coach of the Abbey Blue Demons, head coach Dave Winger, as we get ready to go over to Fairfield. The journey to Will has to go through Fairfield this week, and everything's on the line. And coach, let's take a look at the guys that have made it over, and that includes an addition. We came out of last Saturday with a team full, and then we had one more. Storm Little's going to get his opportunity today.
Yeah, he is. He got third at sectionals last week, and that's another thing that we preach as a coaching staff is if you're a third-place sectional guy or even a third-place guy today, you know, you got to be ready to step in just in case something happens to the first and second-place kids. So Storm got that opportunity. I don't know what happened to the Centerville kid, but we got a call from the state yesterday and said they asked if Storm could make weight tomorrow. So, you know, that's not a problem with Storm, and he was pretty excited about it, and we're happy to have him, you know, because that's more points that we can score, and we want to be up there in the team race as well. So taking eight guys over is going to be pretty good, and his matchups are decent. So, you know, we just ask him to go out and battle and do the things that he can do and enjoy the day. So he's looking forward to that.
Well, moving to 120, Zach Oldham, you know, he's new to the program, so sometimes it's a name that doesn't necessarily catch a lot of attention, but boy, you watch him wrestle, you realize that this kid, a young kid, is just absolutely oozing with potential and talent, and he looks to be in really good shape to get to Wells Fargo.
Yeah, that's for sure. New to the program, but a veteran on the mat. And as a freshman, he's got a ton of mat time, and he's been around wrestling his entire life, and he's been in big matches like this before. And we wrestled this kid at the Southern Iowa Classic a couple weeks ago and came away with I believe it was a 5-4 win, Kyle Anderson from Washington. They've wrestled each other a few times in the past, and it can go either way. So, you know, he had a great week of practice. He came in and worked out in the morning with us a little bit and watched his weight well this week, and he's got the right mindset. So, you know, those are the things that you need moving into a big match, and I fully expect if he wins this match or when he wins this match that obviously it's going to be pretty key moving to next week.
And then Kyle Sennett, a coach at 138. You know, there's just he's been so close. Last year he was really close to getting his ticket punched, and he's got the pedigree and he's got the talent. And today he'll get an opportunity.
Yeah, he will. It feels like deja vu with Kyle a little bit, because last year we were in that same position, and we're wrestling a Washington kid that we have not seen yet. He's one match away, and I talked about that last year, and I followed that up with Kyle after the season that we were one match away, and if we put in a good hard year's worth of work, you know, he's going to get that opportunity again. And Kyle really did spend a lot of time shaping his body over the summer and on through the fall as well. So I feel like he's physically stronger, and we've worked on the mental side with him as well, and I think that he's in a pretty good state of mind today. He's got a winnable match with the Washington kid, but nothing's easy this time of year. And again, like I said earlier, it boils down to this one match, and that's some high stakes wrestling. So it really will depend on which kid is more mentally ready, because the physical side this time of year is the gap is very, very limited.
And then we move to 145, Blake Lawless, Bulldog Lawless, and man, I'll tell you what, he earns everything. He's a hardworking kid, determined, and his transition down to 145, and he just looks like a lean, mean wrestling machine.
He does, and we did a little sampling with Blake this year. We had him at 60 for a while, and then we cut him down to 52 when Bryce was out for a while, and we just thought that 45 was his place, and it ended up paying off. He is a lean, mean fighting machine. He's trimmed down. He's tough. He's as physical as any 45-pounder that we've seen this year. I know that there's some physical ones out there. I'm not saying he's the most physical one in the state, but he's going to give anybody a run for their money. And we found a spot for him, and he's got favorable matchups today. And I'm very excited for Blake, because he's paid his dues the last 2 years. He's been in two tough sectionals, you know, his freshman and his sophomore year both. And this year he's sectional champ, and he's got good matchups here for districts. And if he can put a couple together, then he's going to go from a non-district qualifier to a potential state medalist. So that's tremendous improvement over the course of 1 year, and I can't be more excited for Blake.
Well, Blake Lawless at 145. We're going to move to 152 when we come back. We're going to take a quick timeout and continue our conversation with Dave Winger as the journey to the well continues. And we'll be heading over to Fairfield. You can catch all the action 11 o'clock as we bring you all the district action 1A, 2A, and 3A coverage right here on your Sports Leader KIC. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Are you ready to make the switch? At Community First Credit Union, we have a checking account with all the right features for you. Whether you're interested in a CFirst free checking account or our premium checking account, members choose us for our truly competitive products and services. And when you open a CFirst checking account, you'll get a free gift and up to $10 cash for your old checks and debit cards. Apply online today at c1stcu.com and make the switch to CFirst. Rules and regulations apply, federally insured by the NCUA.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
Saturday, March 14th, Thunder Country 96.7 presents Sawyer Brown.
Is on, and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartache.
Sawyer Brown.
Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do.
Sawyer Brown with special guest Larry Stewart, the voice of Restless Heart.
Louis dies in Texas. Her heart is.
Tickets are on sale now at Bridgeview Center Box Office and all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at Ticketmaster.com.
6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Sawyer Brown with Larry Stewart. Brought to you in part by Ottumwa Regional Legacy Foundation, John Deere Ottumwa, Thunder Country 96.7, and South Ottumwa Savings Bank. Tickets are on sale now at Bridgeview Center Box Office and all Ticketmaster outlets.
This is David Lang with MDL Insurance Services. MDL offers insurance through several carriers, but our customers with Pekin seem to be our most loyal. Pekin Insurance not only offers auto, home, and commercial, but has a great life insurance portfolio, which includes term, permanent, or even a money-back term life insurance policy. Give us a call at 641-872-1616, email us at mdlins.com, or simply like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Brian with Vaughn's RV, and we have some exciting news. The move is complete. We have finally moved into our new location just west of Indianola on Highway 92. We are now able to meet more of your repair needs as well as selling new and used RVs. So don't mind the mess. Stop on by, see our new shop and inventory at 7384 Highway 92 just west of Indianola. Or visit us on the web at vaughnsrvrepair.com. That's V-A-U-G-H-A-N-S rvrepair.com.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
With me now as we continue our conversation on the Coach's Corner with Coach Dave Winger as we get ready to head over to Fairfield. Of course, we'll be there to bring you all the coverage, District Wrestling, 1A, 2A, 3A. And I've got the coach of the Albion Blue Demons, Coach Winger, with me as we continue our conversation. We're live from the Albion Wrestling Room as he's getting ready to head out to Fairfield, and I'll be joining him. And Coach, we talked all the way up to 145 with Blake Lawless, and you moved to 152, and you see Bryce Lushen there, and Bryce has had to really mentally deal with the injury. But if there's one kid that can deal with something mentally, it's Bryce Lushen.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. His mindset is incredible, and actually his body doesn't hold up to his mindset sometimes. So he's a tough kid, and we like our matchups today. After the first round, if we make it through there, or when we make it through there, you know, we've got a potential matchup with the Mediapolis kid, and we were able to see him the other day, and when we went over there, and that'll be an interesting match. I'm excited to watch that match. The Mediapolis kid is he's almost 6 foot tall at 152 pounds. So, and long reach and long legs, and that fits right into Bryce's style. So I'm going to be interested in watching that match, and obviously it'll test his health as well. And there'll be a lot of questions answered after that match. But where my money's at, he's a tough kid, and I know that he's hungry to get on the mat again and to get into competitive matches to test him for next week. It's not something that we're too concerned about. You know, he's going to need to be tested moving forward, and he'll see a test today for sure.
We moved to 170. Ben Mason, what a great story. Ben, no way did he shock the world last week, but he certainly, as a freshman, demonstrated that, you know, the acumen of a wrestler and overcoming a lot of things, and to be put in that difficult moment as a freshman and to come out the way he did, Coach, it's just a great storyline.
It is, and hard work pays off. The kid works hard, and he's always asking questions, and he's always wanting to get better, and he's here early in the mornings, and he stays late after practice asking questions, and we've worked on a few things. He's got some go-to moves that he can hit now, but the one thing that impressed me about Ben is he was in extremely good shape last week, and that's what won him the match. And those are things as a coach, that you look to as successes. He won the match because he works hard in practice, and you can use that and promote that to the kids as well. So very happy, very proud of Ben. His grandfather, Coach Mason, coached me, and it's fun to be a part of that. I'm just very proud that, I could help him out a little bit to get to the next level, kind of like his grandpa did with me.
Moving to 195, Jacob West, and my golly, I don't know if you could find a more coachable kid than Jacob West, and he too is a tremendous storyline. And Jacob, kind of young to wrestling, honestly, and yet you've watched him progress over the years, and he's done some really big things for the program that hasn't necessarily been W's or
necessarily wins, but the big things he's done over the years in terms of avoiding pins and setting the team up, and now to get those wins and to get himself in a place where he's at districts and he's just a match away as well.
Yeah, and you know, in between Ben and Jacob, they've got similar stories, and Jacob now being a junior, he's a great story for our program because that's a kid that started wrestling in eighth grade, and he's developed his body, he's developed his mindset. He went through some tough years, and he stayed with it. He knew that if he stayed with it, it would eventually pay off for him, and it's a great story for our program. I mean, if there's kids out there that think it's too late to start, all you got to do is sit down and talk to Jacob West, and you get in the room and you put in the work, and it's going to pay off. And Jacob was definitely in that position, and got a tough bracket today, but he's in control of his attitude and he's in control of his efforts. So we can't ask too much more than that. He's going to go out and give it everything he's got, it'll be a time in his life that he'll remember. Again, that's what business we're in here is to develop memories. So Jacob will definitely do that today.
Moving to 220 and Carter, the Iceman Isley, and really hasn't had many opportunities to be tested. And today he will certainly get some tests. But there's one guy that can go to the classroom and ace a test. It's Carter Isley.
Yeah, and another kid this is just another rung in the ladder. You know, it's just another step in the process. And you could see the focus in his eyes this morning. He is going to turn in to a different character this time of year, and I could see it in his eyes. He was all business. He came in and got a good workout in, and I wouldn't want to wrestle him today. I wouldn't want to wrestle him today, and he next week for that matter. So he's on a mission. He's got one goal, He's gonna use that mindset to move on. And if you think he's focused this week, I can't wait to see him next.
Coach, the journey to the well goes through Fairfield today, and tremendous opponents today. You have Mediapolis and Washington and Fairfield, Coach. You got some really outstanding teams, and you've already competed with the guys from Sheraton and Knoxville, and so. It's going to be an all-out. It's the who's who of wrestling in today's district matchups.
Yeah, it is, and it's one of the toughest districts in the state. You know, with Mediapolis in there, they've got an incredible team. It's something that we can stand back and look and aspire to be. That's where we want to be as a program. And I told them the other night when we got home from regional duels because. They're impressive, and we talked about it, and that can be us. That can be us, and there's just one difference between us and them right now, and we just need to, our commitment level needs to be a little bit higher, and when we reach that commitment level, that can be us, but anyway, yeah, it's a tough district, and it's going to be a lot of fun. The stands are going to be packed. It's going to be hot. It's going to be crazy like last year, and that's a great gym to have districts in, and it'll be a great wrestling environment, and it's just a whole lot of fun to be a part of, so I can't wait.
Coach Dave Winger, head coach of the Abbey Blue Demons, says the wrestlers are on their way to Fairfield. We'll be shortly, 11 o'clock. We'll get things going, and we'll bring you all the 1A, 2A, and 3A coverage as the journey to the well. We said we would turn the lights on in Centerville and turn the lights out at Wells Fargo Arena. We mean that literally. We are the last people out of Wells Fargo, and this journey continues today as we are just one stop away from getting back to Wells Fargo Arena. We'll be there at 11 o'clock to bring you all the coverage. But right now, we're going to take a quick timeout. We'll come right back. We're going to continue our conversation with Mike Haywood. He's going to stop by. We're going to join up with him and talk a little girls basketball as we bring you this Coach's Corner brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albion and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Hey everyone, Jessica here with Your Voice, powered by Community First Credit Union. If you are a high school senior and could use $1,000 for college, then head over to seefirstyourvoice.com to apply for our scholarship today. Individuals must meet all eligibility requirements to apply. Deadline to submit your application is April 1st. Why miss out on a chance to win free money towards your education? For more information on how to apply, head to seefirstyourvoice.com or visit any of our SeaFirst locations. Federally insured by the NCUA.
At harvest time, do you enjoy waiting in line and accepting harvest prices for your grain? No? Then store your grain in your own Brock grain bins and choose the price and delivery timing you want. To buy Brock grain storage, conditioning, handling, and structural systems, contact Marvin Creech at Creech Ag Structures, your Brock dealer in Eldon, Iowa. But don't delay. Now is the best time to buy Brock products. Call Marvin Creech at 777-6562.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. We've been talking wrestling as we continue our journey to Wells Fargo Arena. I'm on my way right now to Fairfield. It's via the phone lines back at the KIC studios high above the Albia Square as the head coach of the Albia Lady Deeds, head coach Mike Haywood. And Coach, the Battle of Walking Wounds is going to take place tonight as Sheraton comes to town and we open up postseason play.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's a fun time of year. We talked to the kids this week about, you know, just enjoy it. Go out and have fun. It's a lot of fun.
Coach, the health of Sheraton's been challenged all year. They've lost several girls. They've got a young team. They've had to overcome the injury bug. And here of late, you guys have had to do the same thing. And so as a coach, how do you coach through those moments?
Well, you kind of have to go with who's there that day. And Coach Sandy over there has had a lot of injuries. He's in a lot worse shape than we are that way. We got a little healthier this week as far as some sickness and injuries. So I think it's really all you can do. You just fight through it and try to get other kids prepared to maybe fill roles that they're not accustomed to in case they're needed. And just you just prepare that way.
Coach, you know, for these seniors who have been outstanding for you, they have to be fully cognitive of the fact that this is their last opportunity to play at home, and they're truly maybe one of their last, maybe their last ball game, and so that mindset can sometimes bring on a little extra pressure to the kids. And so how do you help get through those moments, and then also use that competitive edge when you do have your back against the wall in that circumstance?
Well, and you're right; it can add some pressure. So we try, you know, we don't want to dwell on it too much. We talk about it in a sense that, you know, you definitely don't want to hold back now. You know, you're towards the end, and it's your last time not only as a player, but with this particular group, you know, this dynamic, this team you're on. And so just go out and give everything you have. You don't want any regrets when you're done. And but at the same time, you don't want to dwell on that too much because then that's all they think about. And you know, we just prepared for the game, and it's not just another game. The kids know that. But you just try to just prepare them that way and just go out and play and let your abilities take over and have fun and see what happens.
Well, before we break down tonight's basketball game, Coach, let's talk about this season. You know, you got a lot of missing parts from a year ago. girls who had the new playing new roles and step in, and that's not any different than any other year, but certainly a large number of holes that had to be refilled. And your first year as a head coach, and so, you know, the looked like it was going to have its moments where you were going to go through through the ebbs and tides of the season, but we walked through it, so this the inaugural season as a head coach we had this season.
Well, we talked about it at the beginning of the season. We played a totally different style from what we played in the past, and you know that took a little bit. Even though this is my seventh year total in the program, it was my first year as the head coach. So you know, as much on the same page as Larry and I are, there's still some things that you're naturally going to be different at. So not only just the change in style, but the change in personalities. And we were younger, we weren't as big, and so you know we've battled that. And then we lost Mary Shepherd early in the year, and that hurt us. It took a while, and then we got her back, and then we lost her again. So we had to adjust to that a couple times. But I think, and like every team, unless you go undefeated, you look back and you think, you know what, we let a couple get away. We could have won, but that's normal. You know, if you're honest about that, you probably won a couple that you could have lost. So I think those things tend to balance out. All in all, everybody likes to win more than they did. But I think the thing I'm most proud of this group and happiest for is I was telling my wife this the other night. When we went to team camp at William Penn in July, and we took a lot of kids, and in between games I would look over, and there would be our seniors would be sitting talking, and then there would be our juniors, and then our sophomores, and then our freshmen, and literally they were all in their own group, almost like they all had in their own classroom. And there's no intermingling between games. And as the season went on progressively, it changed, and they became a team so much that the other night after practice, they had a little get-together. A couple of them brought some food, and they sat around and ate it. And I watched. I sit back and watched. And as those girls sat around a huge table together, they were laughing, they were talking, there was back and forth. There was no class separation. It was everybody was a family, a group. And I think that's probably the thing I'm happiest for those kids, is because when you look back on this, as you get older, they don't realize it now, but that's what you realize. You remember the moments and the people you were with more so than the outcome of games. So I think when I look back at this season, that's what I'll remember most, is how those kids grew in that regard.
Coach, seniors, competitor. That's how I describe the senior class, and they really are gritty competitors. But I know no one wants my opinion. They want to hear yours.
They are, and they've battled all the way through, and they've given, you know, given 4 years of their time and effort, and it hasn't always been easy for them. And you know, you go through 4 years or something, there's ups and downs, and it's like anything, but they've never quit. They keep coming back, no matter what the odds, in their favor or against them or whatever, and they've approached it the same way, and I couldn't be happier for them the way they're going out.
We're talking with head coach of the Iron Ladies, head coach Mike Kaywood. Jared comes down tonight as we'll bring you that matchup as the opening round of playoff basketball begins. And tonight we will be hosting the Chargers, and that'll be a fun contest. And, Coach Haywood, if you could stick around a few seconds, we're going to take a timeout. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about tonight's contest, break down the matchup, and see if we can get a recipe for a Lady AD victory. When we come back to the Coach's Corner, don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Jackie Huber with the White Buffalo Restaurant telling you about our daily lunch buffet. You'll start with our huge salad bar, the freshest homemade salads and salad toppings. There's Caesar salad and two fresh soups also. Our hot food buffet features roasted chicken, made from scratch pizza, potatoes, and more sides. Now, TV tells us that your lunch must be ordered by the number and served in a bag, or it's a pound of fancy bread with a few thin slices of meat. But that's not a real meal. So change your ways and do what's fresh every day with our lunch buffet. It's only $6.95 and it's ready when you are. See you at the Buffalo.
The Coors Bull Riding Classic is back at McElroy Auditorium in Waterloo, Friday, February 20th and Saturday, February 21st, 7 p.m. each night. Over 2 hours of professional bull riding action with top riders matched against the meanest, head-slapping, bone-jamming bulls on the roughest playing field in America. Discount coupons for Friday night available at participating Taco John's restaurants. Plus, dance to Wild Card at the Pavilion each night. Get your advance tickets at the Cattle Congress office or redtrucktickets.com. The Coors Bull Riding Classic, February 20th and 21st in Waterloo. Sponsored by American National Insurance and Days Inn and Suites.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Are you ready to make the switch? At Community First Credit Union, we have a checking account with all the right features for you. Whether you're interested in a CFirst free checking account or our premium checking account, members choose us for our truly competitive products and services. And when you open a CFirst checking account, you'll get a free gift and up to $10 cash for your old checks and debit cards. Apply online today at c1stcu.com and make the switch to CFirst. Rules and regulations apply, federally insured by the NCUA.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
Saturday, March 14th, Thunder Country 96.7 presents Sawyer Brown.
Race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Part eight.
Sawyer Brown.
Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do.
Sawyer Brown with special guest Larry Stewart, the voice of Restless Heart.
Lewis dies in Texas. Are haunting me tonight.
Tickets are on sale now at Bridgeview Center Box Office and all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at Ticketmaster.com.
6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Sawyer Brown with Larry Stewart. Brought to you in part by Ottumwa Regional Legacy Foundation, John Deere Ottumwa, Thunder Country 96.7, and South Ottumwa Savings Bank. Tickets are on sale now at Bridgeview Center Box Office and all Ticketmaster outlets.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Hi, welcome back to the Coach's Corner on this postseason Saturday. The boys on their way to Fairfield right now. That's where I'm headed to. And we're talking basketball as the Lady D's start their opening round of playoff basketball. I've got the head coach of the Outdoor Lady D's, head coach Mike Haywood, back at the KIIC studios. And I'm on 34 heading east, heading over to Fairfield for the district. Coach, Sheridan comes to town tonight, and you always know what you're going to get out of Coach Sandy. He's always going to have a really competitive, hard-working group of girls, and there's no better competitor to have to go against, I can't imagine, Coach Sandy. And the rivalry that has always Sheridan encompassed with the great coaching out of Sandy and his efforts by the Chargers, you know you're going to get a great contest tonight.
Yeah, we know. I mean, we know what it's going to be like. We talk to the kids, and it's an old cliche, but it's true. You know, not only do you throw the records out when we play Sheraton, but everybody's starting over. Tonight's the new season. And we know what Lee's kids are going to play like. They're going to play hard. They're going to scrap. They're going to fight, you know, and you respect the heck out of them for that. Lee does a good job with them. It's going to be a battle. We know they're not, you know, we were fortunate enough to win both games during the season, but I don't think anybody in either camp thinks that has much to do with what's going to happen tonight. We know they're going to come over here ready to play. They're going to come over here with the idea they're going to win. They're going to bring a nice crowd. So, you know, I think we're prepared for that. We'll see what happens.
Well, Coach, a couple of wins over Sheraton, and you're right, you can throw the record out. But you do have a recipe to how to get a win. And the way you were able to get those wins, and to me, they were two of the more exciting basketball games you played all year. And that was scrappy, gritty basketball.
That's what tonight's going to be. It, you know, if you're looking for, you know, something that's textbook and pretty to watch, you probably don't want to come tonight, but you're not going to see it's going to be. There's going to be kids on the floor. There's going to be people diving. They're scrapping. They're fighting for rebounds because that's kind of how both teams play, and that's why our games end up like that. And I think it's going to come down just like the other games have, is somebody at some point's going to have a nice run off of, hit a couple big threes or maybe get some steals and some runouts, and that, I think in the end that's probably what's going to decide it again tonight.
Mackenzie Griffin, coach, injury keep her out for a period of time, but she's such a fluid, competitive athlete that her competitiveness, and when she has the ball in her hands, you know good things are going to happen.
Yeah, Griff, she hurt her back against Pella Christian, and she completed the game, but she was an obvious pain, but she wouldn't come out. And so we had the next night, she didn't practice, and she missed the OSCE game, and we had a couple days off after that, excuse me. And so she shut herself down, whatever, for 4 days. And then the next night practice, we limited her in what she did. So she pretty much had 5 days off. And I think her back's feeling pretty well right now. She had a good week. And with Griff, this time of year, I think those 5 days helped her not only with her back, but basketball is a long season. And when you fulfill the role that Kins does for us, which is basically everything, she handles the ball, she breaks the press, she tries to get the ball to other people. We need to get it back to her so she can score. She rebounds. It's a grind, and it wears on you. And I think she was kind of wearing down a little bit. And I think that the time off has kind of refreshed her mentally and physically. And she had a good week of practice. As a matter of fact, last night or the night before, she shot as well as she has all year. So I expect a good night out of Griff. She's obviously pretty important to what we did. And one more thing on her, if there's ever any doubt how important she is and what she does, when we went to OSCE without her, it was a struggle. I really, for a while, wondered if we were going to get to double figures. In fact, we didn't by halftime. So I think her health's good, and her mind's fresh. I expect her to have a good night.
Well, you talk about shooting, you talk about Sarah Clark, and I'm going to start calling her the stretcher, because I'll tell you what, she can stretch a defense in a hurry, Coach. She's confident with her shot, and her range is pretty darn impressive for a lady shooter.
It really is, and that's because of the time she put in last summer. And she was a good shooter last year. At times she was, I guess you could probably call her streaky, but this year she's just been really consistent, and she put in a good off season. I mean, she's just a testament to hard work. And another thing I talked with her a couple things about early in the year was, Sarah, you need to have no conscience when it comes to this. If you're open, you better be firing that up. I don't care if you're 0-10, that 11th one's going up. And like any shooter, she certainly bought into that. But we need her to do that. And like you said, she stretches the defense. They have to be aware of where she is all the time. And as the season's gone on, I think she's also expanded her game in that now, they pressure her. They try to run her off the line, and so she's taking the ball to the basket a little bit more and getting to the free throw line a little bit more late in the year. And she's had a really good year, and her shooting's obviously the key, but she's expanded her game, and it's just because she worked hard to do it.
Well, hard worker. I think you could wrap that around Tegan Foster, in terms of somebody who's not going to maybe steal the score line, capable scorer, but it's her effort and all the little things. You talk about people who could make a living on the little things, and Tegan Foster.
And that's so true, and she understands that, and she plays to that. She plays to her strengths, and the other girls get the points, and sometimes the headlines or the pictures in the paper or whatever, but Tegan is so important to what we do. Every bit is important. She'll make that extra pass. She's key to our defense. She's unselfish, and she's had a really good senior year, and she's playing well at the end of the year also. She had a good week. And so I'm pretty confident that she'll have a good night tonight in this whole tournament, hopefully the whole tournament. Hopefully it goes past tonight. But she's playing well at the right time.
Well, I'm just about to tell my coach, heading over to Fairfield, and I know the Isley family is going to be on the road with me. Carter's going to wrestle here this afternoon to get back to Wells Fargo Arena. He's a fierce competitor, and I think that's just in the bloodline that is the Isley bloodline. And, Hannah Isley, she doesn't realize, she does not realize her age, because she plays way beyond her years.
She's had a really, really good freshman. Actually, she's had a good season for any age, but as a freshman, she's so athletic, and you're right about the competitiveness. She backs down from nothing. No challenge is too big for her. She's probably one of the more competitive, not one of the more, she is probably the most competitive person on our team in every drill. And the thing about Hannah, she's so athletic, is she does some things sometimes in practice or even in a game, you just think, you know, athletically think, wow, did I just see her do that? You know, a catch she might make or something like that. She has a really bright future. I know she's multi-talented. She's good at a lot of things. And if she just put in a little more time, she could be one of the best to play here. I know that's a tall thing to say for a girl in her freshman year, but she is so talented.
Coach, the inside game has been by committee this year, and a lot of girls have been able to step up and play their roles. Some of the up-and-coming freshmen who really had to come in and take those spots. But the inside game is something that, as the season went on, you could start to see some of those younger players. And by committee, you've been able to get that inside presence improving.
It has. We kind of split up between Jade Van Polen, a freshman, and Mackenzie Peterson, a junior, in there. And Jenna McCarty is having had a freshman, another freshman that doesn't really have the typical post player size, but she's played in there for us at times. And, you know, we've pieced it together. You know, it's kind of who's hot, who has a good night, or maybe a matchup. And I think that's going to be I know that's going to be really important tonight, because I think I would be willing to bet that the team that gets the most rebounds tonight will probably win this game, because that's just how our games with Sheraton go. They're, like I say, they're not the prettiest things. There's going to be a lot of shots missed. And so whoever comes off with the most rebounds, I think, is probably who's going to come out the winner tonight. And I like where our post players are. They've gotten better defending. You know, they've had some rough stretches at times. Just they're learning. But I think we'll be okay tonight there, too. We had a good week there.
Well, Coach, I'm going to ask you to go in the kitchen with me and pull out the ingredients to bake a Valentine's victory for the Lady D's.
Well, and I'm going to go – I'm glad you brought that up, because I think – and you never know. There's – you don't know. This time of year, we talk about the kids. You don't know what can happen. You try to – you know, you play to win this game and see who you have next. You don't know how the brackets are going to fall. That's what's fun about it. It's unpredictable. So I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but we had a really good week. And I want to mention – I'm glad you left that door open. We had six girls this week that their playing time, the vast majority of it this year, was on the JV – for what we call our blue team that goes against the top group, the top six or seven. Every night in practice, they go against them. They have to run the other team's things. You know, they need to fill, you know, emulate this player for the other team or run this offense that Sheraton might run, we think, or whatever. And that's Kate Slocum, Kaylee Cosman, Rachel Sarver, Aaron Heaton, Josie Ryan, and Ashley Knowles. And those girls this week had a really, really good week. They were so good. They worked so hard, you know, doing stuff that we never do during the season, maybe trying to, you know, scout things we might see out of Sheraton. And there's no doubt that the good week that the kids we've all talked about previously had is directly tied to those six girls. They had such a good week, and they worked hard. And they don't get mentioned a lot. And I think the recipe, if we have success tonight, is in those six kids and the week they had helping us prepare.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for stopping by. Congratulations. Your first year as the head coach of the Happy Lady D's, certainly not new as you were the dynamic duo of Coach Achenbach and Haywood over the years. But, Coach, congratulations on the outstanding inaugural year as the head coach. It's been fun to watch your team play, the way they play, the scrappy nature of the way they go at it. And anything you'd ever want as a coach would be players who are willing to give everything they have.
Yeah, we with the kids, we only really put two expectations. We didn't really call them rules this year, and that was be unselfish and have fun. And I don't think there's any doubt that we've met both of those. So we'll see what happens in the tournament. We're looking forward to it.
Coach Mike Haywood, head coach of the Alvia Lady D's, and another edition of the Coach's Corner is in the books as I'm on my way to Fairfield, as we're going to bring you 1A, 2A, and 3A district wrestling coverage as the journey to the well continues today for Albia. The stop to Wells Fargo Arena goes through Fairfield, and that's where we're headed to. 11 o'clock, we'll join you on the air. Have a great Saturday. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. We'll see you in about an hour.